Yo, it's the One Bag Show by One Bag Steve. And today on this episode, we're going to talk about who's your favorite actor. We're also going to talk about how I used to lose my house key. We also going to ask, I wanted to ask, what was your longest car trip? And do people text full words or abbreviate? Which one are you? Me, myself, I do it all. Anyways, let's jump right into it. Who is your favorite actor of all time? Mine gotta be Richard Pryor, dog. Because Richard Pryor done put the movies out, them hits. Funny movies, too. Like, the one with, can't even think of buddy name, but the buddy that played Willy Wonka, and they, one of them was blind and the other one was deaf. Richard Pryor played the best blind man I had ever seen in my life, boy. I still watch that movie like 1,000 times over. I watch it over and over again. A lot of people, y'all gonna be mad when y'all hear this, I've never seen Harlem Nights. Like, I just seen some references to it, but I've never watched it, like, never took the time out to watch it. I don't know. I've always been a bit critical of that. Like, I don't like movies where it's just too many stars in it. Like, because then it just take away from me. It just feel like I'm paying attention to one, like, too many of y'all at one time. Like, I'd rather it just be one main character or at least two, maybe two. And I can enjoy it that way. But if y'all just got all these folks in the same movie, I can't get down with it. Like I said, man, my love for Richard Pryor as an actor, timeless, dog. Because I can watch, I'm telling you, that's the movie that I watch, I can watch over and over again. And the other one, I can't think of the other one, where he tried to save the girl and flying the helicopter and all this other kind of crap. I'm thinking about the same movie. You know I'm crazy. Anyways, but Richard Pryor, man, funniest guy on earth, man. Like, love that guy. Like, so when he in any type of movie, I gotta watch it. But that's one of my all-time favorite movies. I can't even think of the name. It's like See No Evil or whatever. But it got to do with from Willy Wonka, the first Willy Wonka in it. And how they meet up is classic, timeless. Like, Richard Pryor come out there trying to get a job at a magazine stand. And he think Buddy being racist because he can't hear him, but Buddy low-key really deaf. So he like, I know you can hear me talking to you, so you're going to treat me like, you know, because I'm black, man. Funniest movie ever, dog. Like, for him to play a role like that was just iconic to me. Like, I want to remake that movie, honestly. But I want to be the deaf guy. I don't want to be blind. I want to see everything discovered. You know, cause being blind, it's nothing wrong being blind. Like, I know some people that's blind. But I think I'd be better off deaf. Because, I mean, a lot of times there's some stuff I really don't want to hear. But as far as seeing, I need to see it. Because I can't believe nothing unless I see it. But like I said, Richard Pryor, one of my favorite comedian / actors of all time. Like, that's why he one of my favorite actors. So who is your favorite actor, current, present, past, future, you know, whatever? Feel me in, let me know. Richard Pryor, my favorite actor. This is a story time segment of it all. I used to low-key, at least, well, when I was in high school, middle school area, like right in that area, I would lose my house key at least 3 to 4 times a month. Like, my mom would be so mad, I'm talking about heated. Then I don't know, at one point I feel like she invented the chain necklace thing for your key. Because it started out as a shoestring. Then it went to some other stuff, you know, stuff that she could use to whoop you with, boy. Extension cord, all this kind of stuff, you know. So, eventually, I got better with it. But, boy, I'm talking about 3 to 4 times a week. Like, Monday, I lose it. Tuesday, Wednesday, I have one. Wednesday night, some kind of way, I lose it. Thursday night, lost another one. And I'd be like, bro, I don't know what I'm doing with these keys. Like, I got to college, I think I lost one key. And I never lost my key again. But it was just weird, man. Like, and the only other time it really came back to haunt me like that was like in Alaska, in the dorms, we use key cards. Sometimes the, like they say, you don't put it by your phone. But come on, man. What person in the military don't got no phone on them? So a lot of times I have to go to the kiosk and make them print me out another key card late at night. And I'll be stuck outside. I'll be like, man. But that, like me, that's like one of the things I used to do as a kid. Like, I used to set my mama all the way off. Besides kicking my shoes off as soon as I come through the door, I leave them right there in the front door. Like, as soon as she walk in, trip and fall, whatever, whatever. But it was the house key, like. And they never used to turn up. Like, when we used to move and stuff like that, the key never turned up nowhere. Like, it just be gone. Like, magic. Like, how you lose your sock in the drawer, in the dryer. Key be gone, bruh. Like, I feel like somebody was low-key hitting us for these keys. Like, somebody robbing my house key and never using it. Or maybe they did use it and then couldn't find out we ain't really got much to steal. So they just literally was just hitting me for them keys. Like, and then it's just like, and then I backtrace all my steps and everything. Still no key. I'm talking about just be gone, gone. So in my lifetime, I feel like I probably done lost 100 house keys, bro. At least. Like, I mean, one day is here, next day is gone. Like, I'm sure I locked the house key, the key. I mean, I locked the door when I left. Got to school, got everything, got through that. Got home, checking my backpack, my jacket, my pockets, everything. No key, bro. Go back to the school, check my locker, both of my lockers, the locker room with the foot, you know, football locker, all that kind of stuff. Go back to my regular locker where my books at. Nothing, bro. Go to the office. Y'all find a key? Nothing. So now I'm just sitting on the porch waiting for mama to get home. She might not get home from her second, third job, whatever, whatever, till about 8, 9 o'clock. While I'm sitting out there, just sitting out there, bro. And I bet you won't lose that key again. As soon as you say that, lose another one the next day. Yeah, that was my thing. Like, what was yours? Like, what would you say was the most, like, the thing that you did that was, like, off the wall, that was something that, you know, that everybody really don't normally do. But me, my thing was, I would always lose my key. I'm curious to know, what is your longest road trip, like, in a car? Like, I ain't talking about, like, getting on no bus or traveling with a team. I'm talking about you help drive or you just rode along. What was your longest trip? Me, myself, like I said in the first episode 1, when I got expelled from school, I had to come back home. Didn't have no money for no plane. Well, no, matter of fact, when I did come home from getting expelled, I flew a plane. I rode on the plane. I got flued out. You feel me? I flued myself out. But I think I came home for either Christmas or Thanksgiving. And one of my cousins, I'm not sure where he was staying at the time, but he didn't mind coming to get me. He got a rental and drove up to Vermont by himself from Alabama. So he came and got me. He was like, "Boy, I hope you ready to drive." It's like, "Heck yeah, I'm good on it." So, boom, I jump in the car. We driving from Vermont. Well, back, actually, like, the middle of Vermont to southeast Alabama, like, touching Florida and Georgia. So, we get in the car. I'm thinking, you know, it ain't gonna be this long of a ride. But that ride was, like, 12 hours long with stops and all that. Like, maybe 16 hours. But I ain't never want to get out of the car so bad. Like, I mean, it was times where we stopped and slept. But it was like, bruh, never ever again. You feel me? But it was beautiful at some points. Like, you know, West Virginia, the mountains and stuff like that. It was nice ride, but it was just like, man. And it's like I was with one of my cousins that he really don't talk much. So he just was not talking much. And it was like, I mean, I'll be in my own zone too. And that was like, you know, you had to really be rich to have an iPod. So I didn't have no iPod, let alone no headphones, you feel me? Like, I might have had some headphones, but they wasn't no good. And I want to say he really wasn't even listening to music, man. It's kind of weird, man. It was just like, we were just riding. Like, we just, whatever station would come on, we would switch to a scan and listen to that, whatever it was. Now, the way back, I didn't drive. We didn't drive. I rode the bus, which was 24 hours on the Greyhound. I don't know if y'all know, but Greyhound is kind of weird. Like, from Southeast Alabama, I'm like right there touching Florida, like I said. So you got to go down to Jacksonville first before you can ever even think about going up. So y'all go through Tallahassee to Jacksonville. Then Jacksonville, I start going up finally. So 24 hours, bro. But yeah, them 16 hours of driving from Vermont to Alabama, boy, I wanted to see my family bad, but boy, I didn't want to see them that bad. So what was your longest car trip, like where you had to drive or ride in a car? Not no bus or nothing like that, no plane. What was your longest car trip, like road trip? This for the teens or still some of the young adults or the older adults that still out there texting. When you text, do you text full words or do you abbreviate most words? Like, cause like what I'm saying is, you know me, sometimes I don't text full words. You know, I might text you for the, you know, Y-O-U. I might text Y for W-H-Y. I said Y-H-Y. But there's some people out there, they only text in abbreviations. And some of these abbreviations, I'll be like, bro, I don't know what you talking about. Like, I mean, really, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, is it that this generation getting lazier or they getting smarter? So a lot of people, they'll be like, oh, they just lazy. They don't want to write out no whole word. But is it just smarter that they all can comprehend what each other's saying? Why ain't nobody else in their mouth or in their, you know, can comprehend what's really even going on? But they got their own little language. A lot of people call it slang. It's a language. It's an actual text or term. Because it's actual words put into one. Because in the military, boy, you don't keep up with them abbreviations, boy, you're going to be pretty much lost. You're going to be real, real lost. So that's for anybody out there going into the military. Make sure you stay up on your abbreviations because they're going to throw them abbreviations real, real quick. The main one you need to know is keep up with your OJT and keep up with your CBTs. Because if you don't, they will reprimand you. And if you don't know what reprimand means, look it up. Well, first one, really is OJT, which is on-the-job training. Like, you don't excel in your on-the-job training, yeah, you're going to be in trouble. And what was the other one I said? Oh, CBT, computer-based training. If you don't keep up with your computer-based training, it will be a list that come out that lets you know you ain't kept up with it. But as far as texting, me, myself, I like to dabble in the abbreviations. Sometimes I find one that I like, I go with it. Like, IDK. I don't use that much. I want you to know. I don't know. You feel me? Or what you doing. Like, people with W-Y and D, they're W-Y-D to death. Me, myself, I like to write out what you doing. Because I ain't trying to even. And then when I moved down here from Georgia, I was had a sling of like, what you want, you know, like what you want. A lot of people from Alabama, they didn't catch it. You know, they didn't know what I was talking about. They'll be like, or, you know, if they're on the way to see me, I'm like, what you want? They're like, what you doing? It's basically like, what you doing or what you got going. But they'll be like, I'm on my car. Like, or I'm on Facebook right now. Like, bro, no. When I say what you want, it means like what you got. Just forget it. Anyways. Do you text more full words or abbreviations? Me, myself, I'm the full word guy or the full phrase. But sometimes I get lazy and I do the abbreviation. Where I feel like I'm, you know, gotta be more hip, you know. When they stay in tune with the younger folks. But sometimes these abbreviations, I have to ask. I don't know what's going on here. Like what's that one they be using all the time? IKFYL? Wait. IKYFL, yeah. If you know what that one mean, stick to it. Thank you, thank God. I want to thank my listeners. I want to thank if you share it, man. I want to thank all y'all for the feedback and the input. And if you want to promote your own podcast on my podcast, or you want to promote anything, just hit me up on here, or hit me up on my social media. Let me know that you want to, you know, do as such. Eventually, I want to get into interviews. But yeah, like I said, thank you. Thanks for the listen. Thanks for the share if you shared. And I'll talk to you guys on the next episode. God bless.